I forget the name of that one.
Okay. And who were these the concession, as you call it? What who were they made to? Was Staten Island angry? Who?
Which concession?
Having the DEC.
No. It's Staten Island. I mean, I guess we had an annual meeting every year, so we would go over what was going in the landfill and where we're landfilling, and the projection of what we're doing next year on the landfill and things like that, and explain, you know, the monitors that air. I mean, it was a good thing for Staten Island because then it wasn't like you're running a landfill that, you know, the Staten Island has never liked the landfill, let's face it, and so it would be worse if they think nobody's watching it. So these are independent, a lot of different independent groups that are watching in the landfill. So I would say that they're, you know, are they entirely happy? No, they would never be happy. They were happy when it closed. That's when they were happy. But as far as open, you could add as many monitors as you want. Is Staten Island going to be happy? No, they wanted it closed. The real answer to the question. And I understand that.
What happened with Edgemere? Why did that close?
Well, that closed actually because there was an issue. One of the issues was, believe it or not, it's on the flight path that goes to LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. And there was an issue that there may have been bird issues with the planes.
Oh.
You know, so that was one of the reasons why they closed Edgemere, you know. I mean, and we were doing small tonnage there. It wasn't many tons per day that was going out there. So it wasn't a major. So then in 93 or 4, the only disposal site in the city was Fresh Coast, mm-hmm. roughly.
Okay. You know? How many incinerators were there that you closed?
Well, there was, when I started work, there was three open incinerators, Betts, Greenpoint, and Hamilton Avenue. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I take that back, Southwest. Southwest, Greenpoint, and Betts. And all three of them closed while I was working.
And where, I know Greenpoint's in Brooklyn. Where?
Southwest is in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. That one, it was actually a unique one. That fed into a barge directly.
Oh.
The residue from that fed right into a barge, and we took it to Fresh Kills. Greenpoint was truck delivered. That was driven to a barge and dumped in. Betts is in Queens. It's out by the central repair shop, the main repair shop for sanitation. Mm-hmm. That's where Betts incinerator is.
And why were they closed?
They were closed as part of an agreement, I believe. Some of the reasoning was in order to upgrade them to the environmental controls that needed to be in there as a function of regulations that came about, it would just cost too much. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they were old incinerators that were antiquated, and you know, to get them totally up to speed, I mean, you might as well build a new one, but they wouldn't let us build any new ones. So
you mentioned to me that. There was a plan to build one in every borough. Was that around that time?
Yeah, that was prior to that. I mean, resource recovery came into light, and that was in the 80s again, back in 86, 87, 88. And one of the plans for the city was that they would build or construct a resource recovery facility in each borough, starting with... The one that they wanted to start first was over in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which politically got shot down, and ultimately all of them got shot down. So that was the plan. And then when they announced in 1997, they announced the closure of Fresh Kills, it was Giuliani and Pataki, in that what they wrote it into law that not only did they close Fresh Kills by 2001, it would no incineration in the city.
Same time.
Yeah, that was in the law. So If anybody had any ideas of, you know, closing Fresh Kills and opening an incinerator, it wasn't going to happen. That wasn't one of the alternatives.
Okay, so when they decided that, was it your responsibility to find somewhere to put all the garbage?
Absolutely.
How did you go about doing that? Absolutely.
Well, what we did is we decided to do it in five phases. So, in 97 we started, and each year we would kind of strip an MTS or more than one MTS, Marine Transfer Station, out of the equation, because there would be a manageable amount of tonnage. There was constraints put on how we were going to do this or how we were going to, you know, export all of the refuse. One of the things, because Freshkills took the burden of the city for X amount of years, or the majority and ultimately all of the city over time, was that each solution would be borough-based. So in other words, what that meant is we started in 97 with the Bronx. So what we did is we took all of the Bronx tonnage, which was roughly about 2,000 tons, 2,500, somewhere around there. And we let a contract for private waste companies to accept it at transfer stations that were either in the borough or out of the city. Mm-hmm. It's important to note, in other words, like if you had another facility, say in Queens, we were not allowing Bronx garbage to go to Queens.
Okay.
So that was like borough-based solution, and I'll explain that later. So as a result, then we got proposals for the Bronx. There was a couple of facilities in the Bronx. Ultimately, now there's one that takes all of the Bronx, but there used to be, like when we first opened, there was a couple of facilities that took Bronx waste, you know, limited amount. And then at that time, they trucked it out of the city to various landfills. And in the beginning, it was going to Virginia. It still is right now, but a lot of it gets railed now, you know. But we peeled off tonnages as we went along each year, like 97 was some, 98 was some, 99. Ultimately, in March of 2001, which was 9 months early, we closed the landfill. The thing that should be noted is that, like, for instance, as part of the solution for, say, Queens, there's not enough capacity of transfer stations, private, in Queens to handle all of Queens. Mm-hmm. So as it turns out, the trucks had to drive, or I think now it changed because contracts change over the years. These were a three-year contract with a renewable two-year. So they were like for 5 years, and then now that they're renewing them as we went along, you know, during 2012. But Queens material would dump in Queens, some of the districts, and then some of the districts would drive through the Bronx to Jersey to unload at transfer stations because they had to be borough-based. You could drive right by the places in the Bronx, but you couldn't dump them there. But that was part of it that we didn't want. One borough saying, I guess politically, that, you know, why are they taking another borough's garbage? Because that's what Freshkills did, and that's mm-hmm. the argument why they actually closed it in Staten Island.